The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world, as y'all know. In case you have been hiding under a rock or something, the Golden State Warriors still undefeated in the National Basketball Association. Same with the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. Same with the New England Patriots, so we still have some undefeateds out there. College football is definitely heating up as the conference games will be coming up in a week. The season is basically donezo, and a lot of dreams will be made, and some will be crushed, to be honest with you. So a lot of good stuff as well. In case you didn't know, there's a heavyweight champion that was named last night. Tyson Fury beats Klitschko in that one. Not really that much, to be honest with you, what went on with it. But a poor performance from a guy that had been holding the belt for like 11 years, something like that. So a very unimpressive performance, but on the other hand, a solid performance by this Tyson Fury character. And I got to welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. You know, my world was a little more one-dimensional. It's been all college football, a little bit of NFL on Thanksgiving Day, but I'm doing well. I look forward to taking this hour home with you, buddy.
I was going to say, I got to be a serious sports junkie when I'm sitting here talking about heavyweight boxing, because it's definitely something that's lost its luster. People are definitely not as into it anymore. But anyways, just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
If you find yourself with one or more unused rooms in your house, think twice before closing the door. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll uncover the myths and the facts about closing off rooms in order to save energy right after this.
The probability of a serious fire in a building may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul Stonewall Insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Roxul is made from basalt, rock, and slag, and this combination results in a non-combustible product. It resists temperatures up to 2150 degrees and will not off-gas, contribute to toxic smoke, or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
It's not uncommon for people who have an unused room in their home to close off the air vents and shut the door in an effort to conserve energy. It's only natural to think that by eliminating an area to be heated or cooled, you will save money. But the truth of the matter is that in many cases, you'll do more harm than good. Central heating and air systems today are balanced for the homes they service. By shutting off one or more rooms, you throw the system out of balance, causing the unit to cycle on and off more frequently, which costs you more money. So keep the balance in your home and in your heating and cooling system. Keep those doors and vents wide open. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA radio network.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Exactly what he was saying the other day. Good Lord, man. That was another disappointing performance from the Green Bay Packers, to be honest with you, Jeff. And look, you've had two things happen this season that haven't happened in quite a long time. I honestly think I've seen hell freeze over twice in one season. I didn't think it could happen, but it has. They've lost to Detroit, and they've lost to Chicago at home. Not going to have home field advantage, to be honest with you. I've come to gripes with that already. It does remind me a lot of 2010. I know people are thinking I'm crazy and whatnot, and I know you see all the comments on my Facebook page from week to week about what happens in the NFL from week to week, because we know there's not a bigger week-to-week league in the world when you think about it than the NFL. But to a certain degree, that there is a little bit of truth in what you see week in and week out, and then there is a little bit of nonsense that you see as well. And yeah, the Packers are struggling. I can admit that. However, with that being said, I do still have faith, and I think they do figure out a way to be competitive. I don't necessarily say that they're going to win it, but I do think they're one of those teams, when push comes to shove, Jeff, that is going to be in the playoffs, that will have an opportunity. But I got to give credit where credit's due. The Carolina Panthers are a very good football team. And then there's everybody else, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, the Cardinals might be close, but I don't
think I'd give the Cardinals a little more credit. I think the Cardinals are right up there with the Panthers. I think the Green Bay's down a little bit.
Green Bay's down a lot.
But they're going to get in the tournament. Yeah, you know, we are aware that they are going to, you know, there's 12 teams that get in, and they're going to be one of them. I don't think Lambeau Field in January is necessarily the course they need to take. I think that this is a team that's, you know, despite where they play a lot of their home games, or where they play all of their home games, actually, I think that this is a team that could go on the road and be a better football team than they are dealing with the elements of Green Bay, Wisconsin in the month of January.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're going to have to do it that way, so it doesn't matter. I think home field advantage was definitely something that they wanted. Let's not kid ourselves, because we do know historically that going through Lambeau Field in January is a daunting task, to say the least. Okay, so with that being said, I think for this particular season, it's lost a lot of its luster. You know, you lose to Detroit and Chicago in the same season at home, well, you're not that good of a football team at this point in time. But again, championships are not won in November. They're won in January. And, you know, you got to be playing your best football in December and January. So ultimately, man, I still think they're okay. I think those wide receivers need to run better routes. I was watching that, and I really was saying to myself, you know, as much as Aaron Rodgers is struggling, his wide receivers are doing a lousy job of getting open. I mean, when you have to throw to guys who are blanketed and covered all the time, you're not going to have a lot of success. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers, who you're seeing going through all these struggles right now, Jeff. So ultimately, those wide receivers got to get better. And part of the problem, and a lot of people also don't get this part of it, you know, I say to him, look, that wide receiver core is so banged up. You know, you have Cobb, who's played injured all season. Adams with that ankle has been bothered all season. Montgomery off the field right now. Abadaris off the field right now. No Corliss on the field either. So the tight end, a special spot where the Packers have been extremely productive in the past few seasons, not having that success right now, Jeff. And those wide receivers, you know, even though James Jones has had a pretty nice year, he didn't get open. Randall Cobb isn't getting open. The lack of Jordy Nelson is immense. It's huge. I didn't think it was going to be this great, but you're seeing what not having Jordy Nelson on the field does to a guy like Aaron Rodgers. And let's be honest, it would happen to every single team in the league if you don't have that number one guy who can separate himself from the rest of the pack. It makes it a lot more difficult on your quarterback and the rest of those receivers, Jeff.
Well, doesn't it at some point fall on the coaching staff, on Mike McCarthy and Tom Clements for not getting it together and for not identifying these issues and fixing them? I mean, these are professional athletes. You know, when they're running their routes poorly, that's a fundamental thing. That can be fixed by coaching, but apparently it hasn't been, because, I mean, when you say five of their last seven games have been downers for the Green Bay Packers
Look, even though the team is 7-4, I never thought when they were 6-0 that they were a good 6-0 football team. So I think the struggles are real. I really do. But I also think, like you're saying, these coaches have to get it together. They will. I think ultimately, you know, for a long time, I didn't think Mike McCarthy was a great play caller. You know what? I'm starting to think maybe the guy wasn't such a bad play caller. You know, sometimes less is more in a lot of situations. And sometimes when you make changes, they're not necessarily that great either. So I think it's a combination of those two things. Mike McCarthy, maybe not such a bad play caller at the end of the day, and the change that they made, maybe not such a great one, to be honest with you. But they will figure it out. Like you said, like I'm saying, they will get in this tournament, and they will make a push. I don't necessarily know if they're going to win it all, but I'm not giving up faith. And the one thing that is happening right now, those young receivers that are struggling are getting valuable reps week in and week out. And hopefully, you know, Adams won't make that many drops in week 14, 15, and 16. And when you're playing those very meaningful football games, he'll get some confidence and know that he's capable to go out there and help Aaron Rodgers and the rest of that offense. But on the positive, Jeff, ultimately the running game pretty much did get going. I know Lacy had the big fumble, and I think if Lacy doesn't have the fumble, the outcome of that game is probably different, to be quite honest with you. But you know what? Adversity is a good thing. He's got to hold the ball. He is starting to run it a little bit better, and ultimately, I think come December and January, that's a good thing for the Green Bay Packers moving forward.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. It's really out of their hands at this point. You know, just too many losses right now, and it's gonna be interesting to see how the chips fall around them. Like I said, I expect them to get into the tournament, even if they back in as a sixth seed, because there's just nothing else going on in the NFC right now. I mean, you got the Cardinals running away with it, you got the Panthers running away with it, you got a dumpster fire in the NFC East where, you know, people thought that the 3-7 Cowboys were in the hunt. So, you know, I think it's going to be easy to make the playoffs in the NFC. I think once you get there, you're going to be exposed for who you are, and you know, you might be able to exploit who you actually are and be a great playoff team.
Yeah, and truth be told, look, you know, we're talking about the Packers like they're out of it. They're one game behind Minnesota. They hold the tiebreaker on Minnesota. So truth be told, they have a tough game against the Falcons today, and the Falcons have been struggling a little bit, but they're playing at home. I expect seriously, I expect the Falcons to come out and play a pretty good football game. And with that being said, the schedule gets a lot tougher for the Vikings the rest of the way too. So, and the other teams in the division, you know, Detroit, they're playing pretty good football right now. The Bears, they're playing pretty good football. So, you know, at one point that division looked pretty awful, but as things are shaping up going down the stretch, I think it's actually a pretty decent division, Jeff.
Yeah, I think the black and blue is true to its name and it, you know, or its moniker anyway. And going forward, I think it's going to be tough. I think Detroit's going to be a tough out. I think they should stick with Caldwell no matter how bad the win-loss record is at the end of the year. I think Philly is probably the worst team in the NFC at this point.
Yeah, they're a huge disappointment. I agree, man. I know we're up against it. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. But the truth be told, a lot to talk about in the NFL. We're going to continue talking NFL. I want to talk to you a little bit about this Jameis Winston kid, how he's really progressed throughout the season. They have an interesting one against the Colts. So, you know, Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, interesting matchup there in a lot of ways. But at the end of the day, man, it's the NFL. It is what it is. And we'll be back to talk more about it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas? Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby. Never give up.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, as you've been told here for the past hour and a half or so. But if you want to get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, you know, I mentioned before the break about some interesting stuff going on in the NFL where you have Andrew Luck unable to stay on the field week to week. You have Jameis Winston going to Indianapolis to play the Colts this weekend. And I'll be honest, man, I've been very impressed with this young man and how he's come along. You know, a lot of people are talking about his off-field stuff and the issues about him being a leader. There's definitely no question this guy is a leader among men on the football field. I don't necessarily like what he does off the field, but at the end of the day, that's not what we really talk about, other than the fact that when guys do get in trouble, then we dissect it, then we break it down. But until then, I like to keep it to the X's and O's, and I like to keep it to talking about what these guys accomplish on the field. And he's been pretty good the past few weeks, and he's gotten his team in a position where they may make the playoffs and at least fight for a playoff position, but a big test today with the Colts.
Yeah, if we're talking X's and O's, we got to talk about the architects behind them, because I think that Ron Rivera in Carolina has made it work for Cam Newton there. And I think that Dirk Cutter has always been a great offensive coordinator, not a great college football head coach for us here in the Tempe, Phoenix area. But I feel that Winston has just had everything laid out very well for him. He went to a Tampa Bay team that probably wasn't as bad as their 1-15 record a year ago. Gets Lovie Smith, gets a good designer in Dirk Cutter, and this is a team that's going to move forward, and this is a team that was able to really right themselves in a hurry. Now, they had some of the pieces on defense. Like I said, they weren't exactly your prototypical 1-15 team, but this is a team that's turning it around, and Jameis Winston was taken number one overall in last year's draft for a reason.
No, I think the guy's pretty good, personally. I really do. And like I said, I don't necessarily want to roll with this guy off the field. However, on the field, I would take this guy to war with me any day. I'll be honest with you, and maybe twice on Sundays. He's one of those guys that I think is just that good and has the ability to make others around him better. And ultimately, man, that's what you look for in a quarterback, to be honest with you, especially the way the NFL is now. And he can single-handedly get his team in a position to have success. And again, man, that's what I look for in a quarterback. I don't know about you, but I also look for a guy that is able to take the bumps and bruises and learn from his mistakes. And I think that's what you're seeing with Jameis Winston throughout the course of the season. First few weeks, really struggled, wasn't reading very well the defenses. But as time has gone along, he's gotten better at that. And don't kid yourself. Yeah, I know that there's been a few lucky breaks with maybe a pass interference call here or there for them to get these couple of victories. But at the end of the day, man, you have to have a little bit of luck to be pretty good. And Buccaneers are coming around, man. That's all I can say.
A lot of weapons there for Jameis Winston. He's got something that Cam doesn't have up in Carolina. He's got people around him that he can get the ball to. And Mike Evans made Johnny Manziel great in college, and I think that he can help make Jameis Winston great in the NFL. Just a lot of depth there on that offense, and not a lot to fix, really. Just some organizational things, and year two, year three with Lovie Smith, it's gonna turn around quickly, and I think that we're seeing it in front of our very eyes.
Hey, on the other hand, Andrew Luck, his inability to be able to stay on the field this year has obviously made the Colts a little bit of a, Dr. Heckle, Dr. Jide type thing for them, where they just don't know what you're going to get week in and week out. And look, I don't know if they can figure it out. They were one of my teams, man, that I thought was going to be, a team that would push the Patriots, but I don't know. We're at a week 11 here, and I think that the Colts are missing a lot of things. And with the additions that they had brought in, This is very, very mind-boggling to me at this point, Jeff.
Yeah, Mr. Hyde has certainly buried Dr. Jekyll, you know, which is would be the good version of the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of dysfunction there, a lot of mistrust, a lot of question marks behind Andrew Luck. Can he get healthy? Can he stay healthy? You know, is this kind of a fluke, him being injured, or is this a regular thing? And I think it's a concern. And I don't think that they have the leadership there in Indianapolis to handle it. I think that they were able to deflect a lot of their deficiencies. Of course, they had Bill Polian and they had Peyton Manning, you know, in the building for a long time. But the Colts just don't seem all the way right, and you wonder if they're going to be able to fix that. And I don't think that it's an on the field thing necessarily.
Speaking of Peyton Manning, let's go there now. And you know, with the emergence, I guess you could say, of Brock Osweiler jumping in there, the guy has one start. He has one Offensive Player of the Week award. They play the Patriots. Any chance that they could dethrone the mighty New England Patriots?
I mean, there's always a chance, but I like Brock Osweiler. I think that it's a good time to turn the page. I think that Gary Kubiak can really start doing the things that he wants to do rather than running Peyton Manning's offense. And it's a good way to turn the corner. It may not lead to a Super Bowl, and it may lead to Peyton Manning retiring with just one Super Bowl ring. But I think at the end of the day, it's nice to see the Brock Osweiler era begin there in Denver.
You know, I'm kind of torn on this Peyton Manning situation, man. I mean, part of me says this guy has earned the stripes and he's earned the respect to say when he's ready to call it quits. And then a part of me's kind of with you and saying, you know, maybe it's time to turn the page. What's the right way to go about this? Is it just let Father Time take its course, or is it time to kind of push Peyton on his way out?
I think that showing him the door, I don't think that he's going to look for a third team. I think that if John Elway sits down with him and says, hey, my ending was, my ending was different than this, and you shouldn't be enduring that. And I think that that's what, Elway wants, would want to convey to a legendary quarterback that's, quite frankly, in the same paragraph with John Elway among the all-time greats. And, thanks for a great career, Peyton, but you don't have what it takes to do the things you did that made people like you. And once that ship has sailed, there's really nothing more you could do by lacing him up anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most difficult thing for a professional athlete, let's face it, when they're in the limelight of their career, toward the end of their career, whatever it is, very difficult for them to actually admit that Father Time has caught up to them and they can't do the things that they once could. And, you've noticed the way that Peyton throws the ball doesn't have the zip on it anymore, not able to kind of get it into those spots where he once was and make the throws that he once was. So it's just one of those things, man. It happens to all of us. It's like when I step out on a tennis court with a 20-year-old kid at a tennis tournament, more likely than not, if we have the same set of skills, he's just going to outlast me. I mean, it is what it is at this point in time. The 40-year-old body doesn't work as well as the 20-year-old body. I mean, it is what it is, and it's tough to handle. It really is. And when you can realize that, I guess the question now would be is it easier for him to take it from a guy like John Elway? Do you think? Yes or no?
I think that if you're looking at somebody that's doing the impossible task of telling a legend that he doesn't have it anymore, that you almost have to be in that class yourself. So, yeah, I feel that John Elway could probably deliver the blow in the softest way to Peyton Manning, just considering his stature. But, I'm looking at Luck and I'm looking at Manning. I'm looking at the guys that are kind of, creeping up on their teams and the standings there. Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans, man, both teams on the rise. Both teams got off to horrific starts. But do you see these teams competing for the tournament at the when it's all said and done after 16 games?
5-5 right now doesn't look that bad, to be honest with you, in either side. You know what I'm saying? You know, there is, like you said, there's a lot of football still to be played, man. And, you know, these are the weeks where it's really going to be found out as to who the pretenders are, who the contenders are. And, you know, some of the teams that people have kind of given up on may wind up coming back and rebounding a little bit. So, yeah, of course there's a shot, man. I mean, look, I'm still hanging on to my Green Bay Packers, right? So there's definitely a shot for the Texans or some of those lesser teams that are kind of on the outside looking in at this point to get themselves back in. And, you know, there's a lot of football to be played. So, yeah, absolutely, man. He's Jeff Rich, by the way. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to be talked about still. We've got about 20 minutes or so when we get back. So, if you want to jump in, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and be sure to check us out here, Sports Byline USA. Again, 20 more minutes or so. Jump on board. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @ Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, I want to keep it rolling. Let's continue talking NFL football. Let's get into that NFC East just for a moment. We'll dabble in there just to a couple of interesting things that have obviously taken place. Like you said earlier, you didn't say it in this way, but you probably wanted to. The Philadelphia Eagles stink. Chip Kelly. I actually think there is a quarterback out there that he can put in there, and his name may wind up being Colin Kaepernick, that could run his offense the way that he wants to run it. But with that being said, they've been a terrible disappointment. Nobody really stepping up in that division. The Giants are 500. The Cowboys bring Tony Romo back. He gets re-injured. How big of a mistake was that in the first place, man?
If they rushed him back, it was a mistake. If he was ready to play and he just got injured again, then it's, you know, it's a lot different. Unfortunate for Dallas, but the fact that they were, you know, you could say that they were still playing like contenders, you know, or at least approaching the game like contenders, even at 3-7, even at 2-7. And it just wasn't there. I mean, you look at the logic on paper and the Dallas Cowboys are not in this hunt. I don't care if the top of the division is a lowly 5-5 team in the New York Giants.
Well, and I guess that was really more my point in the first place is, yeah, they were in it, but they really weren't in it. And all you can probably do is actually bring back this guy, and whether he's ready or not, the chance for injury after what you've seen so far is probably greater than not. And if you're out of it, why even bring this guy back at all? That's my thought process.
Yeah, probably because you're paying him to be your starting quarterback. Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. You know, people aren't, you know, paying full price to see Matt Castle play quarterback for this team. And, you know, you want to see the guy do his job if you feel he can be ready. And if he can be ready, he is ready, right?
Probably a good point in the sense of Jerry Jones is not going to give back any money, especially with the stadium that he just built there and whatnot. So, yeah, I kind of agree with that line of thought, but then I'm going to throw this back at you and every other Dallas Cowboy fan out there. I like what Jeff Van Gundy had to say first and foremost, but second of all, I'm going to even make that point a little bit stronger by saying you found $12 million to give Greg Hardy, but you couldn't find any money to pay DeMarco Murray, who was better than good for you as far as a running back goes. And maybe, just maybe, that guy would have won some games while Tony Romo was sitting on the bench. And when you did bring him back, maybe, just maybe, he would have been taking the ball a little bit more and your quarterback wouldn't have been put in a position where he was again once before, to only have happen again. So,
well, I feel it represents the conceit of, you know, the partnership of Jones and Jones, speaking of Steven and Jerry, and what they had in their offensive line. I think that they looked at it, they're like, we're going to run this guy into the ground, we're not going to pay him, you know, so we don't care what we do to him this year, speaking to the 2014 season. And at the end of the day, they thought that they'd be able to fill the void with the likes of Big Fadden, Dunbar, and Randall, and it just hasn't worked out that way. I mean, that's why they brought in Christian Michael. That's why they brought in Robert Turbin, and it's just not there anymore. DeMarco Murray was special behind that offensive line.
I think that that's the mistake, is they thought that they had such a great offensive line, like you're saying, they could put anybody back there, and McFadden has had a decent season, to be honest with you, as far as he goes, because we've seen where he's been in the recent years. He's been in the tank and really hasn't run at all, to be honest with you. But so it's been a little bit of a bounce back for him to a sense, but just not the right mix, if you will. DeMarco Murray, like you said, was special in that offensive line and made quite a difference. I don't know, man. It's interesting. It really is. Hey, let's shift gears quickly, because I don't want to talk too much about that division. That's pretty awful. And this division's better. You know, you have, like you said, the Cardinals kind of running away with the division. The Seahawks have a big one, man. Let's face it. They play the Steelers, a team that has had to do some work without Big Ben this season, and they've kind of just stuck with it, to be honest with you. And I give a lot of credit. You know, we're talking about coaches here and there and guys that do a good job and guys that do a poor job. I like Mike Tomlin. I really do. I think he's a fantastic young coach in the NFL. And he seems to win whether he has Big Ben in there or not. And I think there's a lot to be said about that when you can win with Mike Vick or Landry or whoever he can throw in there from week to week. And obviously they're back to Big Ben. But Seattle has a big game. They're playing at home. Could put themselves back a little bit in the mix for the division if the Cardinals have a slip up with the 49ers. You never know, man. It's any given Sunday. Anything can happen. They've got themselves a new quarterback there in San Francisco. So maybe he can kind of jump up on the Cardinals to a certain degree. But how big of a game is this for the Seahawks and the Steelers, to be honest with you?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know, I don't think it's so much Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh as it is just, you know, syncrasy with the organization.
The formula, maybe? The formula?
Yeah, I mean, the Rooneys seem to have the formula to have football, you know, the right football people doing the right football things. And, you know, but, you know, as far as this game's concerned, this is a return. This is Pittsburgh's first trip to Seattle since Super Bowl 40. So I imagine that the 12s up there in Seattle are going to have a thing or two to say to the black and gold as they visit for the first time since the Steelers feel they were wronged by the Seahawks fans feel they were wronged by the Zebras up there in Detroit in Super Bowl 40. But, you know, you take all the side stuff away and it's a huge game because both teams are in the playoff hunt in their respective conferences.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big football game. It really is. You know, we're going to talk about big football games probably from here on out for the rest of the season. But, you know, that could do something for Seattle, to be honest with you. You know, they had a tough loss against the Cardinals, you know, at home. They rebound. They get a victory the following week. And, you know, they're playing okay, to be honest with you. I think they're starting to figure things out. You know, it's not really that difficult. Give the ball to Lynch, let him run. You know, Russell Wilson can kind of do his thing. They still need to figure out how to get the tight end involved a little bit more. How do you think that's progressing?
Quite awfully, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I think that Jimmy Graham is a weapon that really thrived in Sean Payton's system. And, you know, the Seahawks said, hey, you know, look, you know, we lost the Super Bowl on a goal line play, even though we do have Marshawn Lynch and didn't give him the football. But they thought they had another red zone threat in Jimmy Graham, and he just hasn't proven to be that. I don't know if it's because Russell Wilson doesn't trust him or teams are just, you know, or because Lynch has taken a step back that teams are being a real honest to Jimmy Graham, and it's not opening up other avenues for the Seahawks in the red zone. And I think it's a whole disappointment, and they'd much rather have their all-pro center back.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's 11 guys all on the same page, you know, and if one guy is off that page, well, you know what? It just is not a cohesive unit, and that's what it takes in the NFL to be a very good football team. Hey, I want to bring this breaking news that just happened. You know, we were talking about Zimmerman with John Poulter earlier in the program, and it looks like the Tigers and him have reached $110 million deal. So Zimmerman will be going to the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. Detroit let their pitching staff go, with the David Price trade, letting Scherzer walk in free agency. Looks like the Illiches are trying to keep the band back together, and Jordan Zimmerman, I mean, there seems to be a connection between the Nats and the Tigers. I don't know if it's just Scherzer, but they seem like very similar organizations, even though Ozmus is relatively new and the Nationals have a new manager this year, but those organizations seem real similar. This should be an easy transition for Jordan Zimmerman and a welcome addition to the Detroit Tigers pitching staff, not something that Royals and Indians and Twins and White Sox fans want to see.
Well, in Detroit, retooling, you know, that's what you do when you are a team that's used to being a front runner, a team that is talked about winning World Series. When you don't get it done and you have a bad season and you want to get back there, you go out and you make moves like this. So, kudos to them for getting it done. Hey, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment. I want to shift gears a little bit. We haven't talked much about the NBA, and I just want to hit on it real quickly, like I said, for a couple minutes. Golden State Warriors, winners of 18 straight, 22 going back to last season on their championship run. This team is fantastic, man. I watch them play a lot. I really do. Draymond Green is just raised his level so much after getting paid, going back to a place now where he's like a family member. When Steph Curry's not on the floor, that's his basketball team. It really is. And they're awesome, man. They're so fun to watch. They have guys that just play so hard for each other. They really do, man. And I haven't seen this type of basketball in a long, long time, Jeff. And I'll be honest with you, man, it's refreshing. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad for the Golden State Warriors.
I could be happy for them. You know, it's early. You know, it's a nice little start. Let's see what happens when they get into the, you know, the dog days of the winter. You know, when you're traveling, playing on back-to-back nights a lot. And, you know, if Steph Curry stays healthy, I think this team, you know, goes very, very far. I think that he's the absolute alpha on this team. I think all the role players can improve their role because Steph Curry keeps playing so well. But I think they're a one-man show with a lot of nice, you know, pieces around them. And, you know, kudos to them for winning games early, but they face their first real test of the season Friday, December 25th, when Cleveland comes to town.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. You know, rematch, obviously, from the NBA Finals. And with that being said, Cleveland, they've gotten out of the gate pretty solid too, man. They're undefeated at home, which we kind of expect them to be. They're, you know, a very good basketball team, and especially at home. But 13-4 overall for them, not too shabby, to be honest with you. And we know that Golden State is going to get some losses out there. We know that. I got
Cleveland's going to get better when Kyrie Irving and Iman Shumpert are back on the floor as well. I mean, that goes
absolutely
without saying.
No, absolutely. Of course, we all know that. Look, I got to say this too. I got to get this out there. Two of the biggest disappointments in sports right now, to be honest with you, Jeff, are all from the great state of Wisconsin. You got the Green Bay Packers, who have hit an all-time low, losing to Detroit and Chicago in the same season at home. Let's be honest, that's terrible. It's one of the worst things I can ever imagine happening in my lifetime. But with that being said, the Milwaukee Bucks, man, this is a team that was supposed to be good. This is a team that had a lot of hype coming into the season. And you know what? They stink right now. And frustration is already starting to set in, to be honest with you. Jason Kidd the other night against Sacramento kind of lost it on the official. Look, they're supposed to be better than this. They really are. We saw them play Cleveland early in the season. That's one of their four losses, by the way. But we haven't seen that kind of effort ever since, to be honest with you. So really, really kind of disappointed with what the Milwaukee Bucks have shown so far. I know the season is young, but we're about 20 games in now. And this is kind of who the Milwaukee Bucks are. I'm kind of afraid of it, to be honest with you. So
I think the Eastern Conference is a little bit better this year. I thought that the Bucks would be, you know, a 4 or 5 team in a pretty shallow East. And, you know, when you really look at it, you got, you know, Indiana, Miami, Toronto, Atlanta, all with double-digit wins early in the season. Chicago is not too shabby. Boston, Charlotte look decent. So, I mean, Milwaukee's got to sharpen their pencil if they're going to meet expectations in this 15-16 NBA season.
Yeah, definitely on the outside looking in. Anyways, one final pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be back to wrap it up. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on the program today, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Real quickly before we do our parting shots, got to thank, obviously, John Poulter for joining us, as he does each and every week on the program, breaking down Major League Baseball and then, obviously, some NHL hockey, as he is our Canadian connection. And then we also had Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box talking some college football, as he does each and every week on the program. Jeff, your parting shot for today, man, about the world of sports.
Well, you know, we touched on the rivalry and, you know, the fact that Ohio State took down Michigan in the big game. I want to recognize Joey Bosa, who probably played his last regular season game as a Buckeye, as a collegiate. Tips a Wilton Spate pass, almost takes it to the house. It would have been a fitting finish, but this guy's going to go high in the draft. You know, he's being drawing comparisons to J.J. Watt. So look out for Joey Bosa on the NFL scene here in the coming months.
Mine is look out for all the firings that are going to take place in the next few weeks in college football.
And you saw Mark Richt is out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what got me to my next thought, you know, which was look for this. You'll see as guys get knocked out because they're supposed to win. You know, Georgia had a lot of high hopes, and obviously they did not live up to much of the hype that they had. So look for a lot of college firings in the next few weeks, everybody. And we'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see how the tournament shakes out, and we'll see how the rest of this NFL season shakes out. But, Jeff, have a great Sunday, man, and really enjoy you taking your time out with me each and every week here on the program. And, again, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So appreciate it, Jeff.
Hey, no Browns today. My day will be bliss.
The Dorf
you next time.